And we're glad tonight to be a part of the kingdom of God, the greatest thing on the face of the earth.
Dios es grande y digno de ser alabado, y estamos agradecidos de ser parte de este reino, lo más grande de esta en la tierra.
We are very, very delighted to have Brother Jermaine. I was going down the Irvin roster.
Estamos agradecidos que está aquí hermano Jermaine.
Good to have Brother Jermaine back in the house. So glad for his influence, and we need revival, and evangelists are such a blessing, and we are so glad to be able to export some new life wherever he goes.
Estoy agradecido por hermano Jermaine, es un evangelista, su influencia que él tiene. Estamos tan agradecidos que él puede exportar lo que tenemos aquí en Nueva Vida afuera y bendecir otras congregaciones.
Praise God. Brother Stephen and Sister Ashley and their kids were off in Ocala, Florida this weekend at Brother Bass's, and while Brother Tracy and Brother Dawson and Eli were off in Africa with the elder Brother Bass, and we're just all mixed up here, but they're making their way back to Birmingham tonight, and talked to them briefly here this afternoon, and they had great services there in Ocala. And we're looking forward to hearing some of the reports about what God was doing there in Zambia and Zimbabwe. And Brother Tracy is going to be kind enough to come and give us a little bit of on the site reporting tonight. And if his head is screwed on straight, it makes you a little bit crazy to change so many time zones in a 24-hour period. But we're glad you're back. We love you, and we appreciate the testimony.
Praise the Lord, church.
Gloria a Dios.
Most people I've talked to since I've been back, which is about maybe half an hour or so.
Las personas que he hablado cuando regrese para atrás.
Always ask me, what was it like in a word? And I guess that word would be uplifting.
Me estaban preguntando cómo era de la palabra, y yo le decía que redimiendo.
Oh, yeah. The people of Zimbabwe and Zambia are just such sweet, kind-hearted people. And I remember telling Brother Dawson at one point, he asked me, you know, what were my first impressions? And I would tell him, I'm so tired of their fresh food and glowing faces. But that's what it was like. It was, I mean, they're such a kind-hearted people, and they're full of love and appreciation for anyone coming and pouring time into them, and that's what it was. It was basically pouring time into them. Zimbabwe is a little bit more depressed than Zambia. Zambia is closer to what we have here. And but by the time we got to Zambia, I think at one point I heard where there was 37 pastors and bishops that were rebaptized in Jesus' name. So, and that's over like 12 nations. So there's 12 nations represented there, and there was Congo and Malawi and Botswana and I can't remember all the nations that were there, but they would all want to get their picture made with you, and you know, you feel a little bit like, okay, I'm a fraud. But it was good though. It was so spiritually uplifting, and I'd go back in a minute. I think that's all.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
You want to give a synopsis of that?
Hicieron grandes cosas en África. Amen.
That's a synopsis. So, you want to remember to be in prayer with our group that is in Guam, right now.
Quieren acordarse de estar orando por el grupo que está en Guam.
And in case you're on the outside of the conversation, Brother Tracy and Brother Dawson and Eli went with Brother Bass to a couple of nations in Africa, and they're making presentation of Brother Bass's Shepherd Symposium.
Si no saben de lo que estaban hablando, ellos fueron a África con el grupo de Wade Bass y fueron a África para convertir a muchos obispos que estaban antes en Trinidad y lo estaban enseñando a la santidad y la que Dios es uno.
And they took as many premier study Bibles as they could carry.
Y se llevaron todas las Biblias de estudio bíblico que podían llevarse.
And the commentary in that Bible is all apostolic.
Y el comentario en esas Biblias todo es apostólico.
And that's a long project that has been out in press now for, I guess, 6 years.
Es un proyecto muy largo que ya tiene, ha estado en el público ya por como 6 años.
But in biblical time, or in terms of printing Bibles, that's just a second.
Pero en tiempo de bíblicos y en Biblias que han sido imprimidas, eso nomás es como un segundo.
And that Bible is the Nelson Study Bible that they allowed us to use and then to impose apostolic commentary in that framing.
Y esa Biblia es la Biblia de Nelson que nos permitieron nosotros poner la doctrina apostólica sobre esa Biblia.
So every page has an apostolic commentary about, you know, where you would find Scofield or you would find Dake making commentary. Now you find an apostolic making commentary.
So, cada página que está ahí, que tiene la comentario de antiguos, sobre de otros escritores, ahora encuentras la comentarios de apostólicos, y eso es lo que están escuchando cuando hablan de esta Biblia.
And it's a wonderful thing here.
Y es una cosa maravillosa aquí.
But it is a transformative thing in those places.
Pero es algo que transforma en los lugares aquellos.
A good number of those pastors didn't have a Bible.
Muchos de esos pastores en África no tenían Biblias.
And could not access internet.
Y no tenían acceso al internet.
And you hear the report there, 37 rebaptized in the name of Jesus.
Y escucharon el reporte, 37 fueron bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
And those are pastors and bishops.
Y esos son pastores y obispos.
And in the year, in the next 6 months or year, that individual is going back to his area of labor.
Y en los próximos 6 meses, un año, ese individuo va a ir para atrás a la obra.
And they're going to preach that message.
Y van a predicar ese mensaje.
And so then you're going to have perhaps hundreds or thousands baptized again in Jesus' name.
Y luego quizás vas a tener cientos o miles bautizados en el nombre de Jesús.
And so this symposium and Brother Bass's ministry is really, really something that we want to be a part of.
So, este curso que tiene el hermano Bass realmente es algo que queremos ser parte.
It has tremendous reach.
Tiene alcance tremendo.
And we are privileged to be able to take advantage of that and help support that.
Y estamos privilegiados de poder ayudar eso y soportar esa obra.
Yeah. So many excellent things going on right now.
Muchas cosas maravillosas pasando ahorita.
And we're so excited to be a part of what God is doing in these last days.
Estamos emocionados de ser parte de los últimos días.
And we're looking forward to revival here in Birmingham.
Y estamos mirando al avivamiento que viene aquí en Birmingham.
And if 37 Trinitarian pastors can be baptized in Zimbabwe and Zambia,
y si 37 pastores se pueden bautizar en Zimbabwe,
I got a feeling we could baptize a few here in Birmingham.
Yo siento que podemos bautizar unos cuantos aquí en Birmingham.
Yep. So it's that kind of day. We're excited about it, and we're looking forward to what God is going to do.
Ese es el clase de día que estamos, y estamos emocionados lo que va a hacer Dios.
Praise God.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So we're going to read tonight. We're moving on into the book of Nehemiah.
Vamos a leer esta noche en el libro de Nehemiah.
And we'll see how far we can get tonight.
Y vamos a ver qué tanto progreso podemos hacer.
We'll start in chapter 4, beginning in verse 1.
Capítulo 4, versículo 1.
And this is a little bit ahead in the narrative.
Esto es un poquito adelantado en la historia.
Verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and he took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, "Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee." Now, this is what you call an imprecatory prayer.
Esta es una oración que le llamas imprecatoria.
This is a prayer of judgment upon your enemy.
Esta es una oración de juicio sobre tu enemigo.
And many things change from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
Y hay muchas cosas que cambian del Antiguo Testamento al Nuevo Testamento.
And the basic rule of thumb is that some things remain the same.
Y la regla básica es que unas cosas se mantienen igual.
Honor your father and your mother.
Honra a tu padre y a tu madre.
True in the Old Testament, true in the New Testament.
Es verdad en el Antiguo y en el Nuevo Testamento.
Don't drink blood.
No tome sangre.
True in the Old Testament.
Eso es verdad en el Antiguo Testamento.
True, thank God, in the New Testament.
Y es verdad en el Nuevo Testamento.
Some things are changed by divine fiat.
Hay unas cosas que son cambiadas por la divinidad.
And for example, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. Jesus changes that.
Por ejemplo, ojo por ojo, diente por diente. Jesús cambia eso.
And he simply says, "You heard that before, but now I tell you, love your enemies."
Simplemente le dice Jesús, ustedes escucharon eso antes, pero ahora les digo que amen a sus enemigos.
Pray for them.
Ora por tus enemigos.
Don't pray down fire on them.
No ores que el fuego les caiga.
Okay, so if you're praying against your enemies, pray for your enemies.
So si estás orando contra tus enemigos, ora por tus enemigos.
No imprecatory prayers in the New Testament experience.
No oramos contra nuestros enemigos en el Nuevo Testamento.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
Oh, the third part of that is some things are fulfilled in typology.
O la tercera parte es unas cosas son cumplidas en tipología.
The high priest of the Old Testament becomes Jesus Christ, our heavenly high priest.
El sacerdote del antiguo se convierte en Jesús en el Nuevo Testamento.
The lamb of sacrifice in the Old Testament becomes Jesus, the lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice.
El cordero que usaban el sacrificio en el antiguo se convirtió en Jesús, el sacrificio perfecto.
And so forth and so on.
Y así sigue la historia.
But I thought it good for us to touch on the imprecatory prayer for just a second.
Pero sentía en hablar sobre esos temas ahorita.
Because we want God to convert our enemies.
Porque queremos que Dios convierta a nuestros enemigos.
And we want God to forgive their sins.
Y queremos que Dios les perdone sus pecados.
And he plants a flag at the cross.
Y él planta una bandera en la cruz.
And concerning all of his enemies, he simply says, "Forgive them."
Y todos sus enemigos dice, "Perdónalos."
Yeah, so that's the ethic of the New Testament church.
Esa es la ética del Nuevo Testamento.
So Nehemiah says, so built we the wall, and the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Well, we're going to pray. As you're seated, let's give God praise and thanks for his word that is forever settled in the heavens.
Mientras se sienten, vamos a pedirle darle gracias a Dios por su
palabra. Mighty God, we thank you for your word.
Oh Dios, te damos gracias por tu palabra.
Father God, we love your ways.
Padre, amamos tus caminos.
Your ways are higher than our ways, like the heavens are above the earth.
Tus caminos son mejores que los de nosotros, como los cielos arriba de la tierra.
We pray, God, your word working in every home and in every family.
Oramos que tu palabra obra en cada familia y en cada hogar.
And God, anoint us to hear your word tonight.
Y Dios, úngenos para escuchar tu palabra.
And to walk in it.
Y para caminar en tu palabra.
And to please you.
Y para agradarte a ti.
And everyone said in Jesus' name.
Y todos digan en el nombre de Jesús.
So, a brief synopsis of the book of Nehemiah. The Cyrus, we've read in the book of Ezra, was stirred by God to allow the rebuilding of the temple.
un recuento rápidamente del libro de Nehemías. Ciros fue movido por el espíritu para construir otra vez Jerusalén.
And Cyrus, the king of Persia, bankrolled the rebuilding of the Jewish temple.
Y Ciro, el rey de Persia, fue el que dio los fondos para que reconstruyan el templo.
And he sent back to Jerusalem over 5,000 pieces that were handcrafted in silver and gold just for the worship in the temple of God.
Y mandó para atrás a Jerusalén más de 5,000 piezas de oro que fueron hechas a mano para que reconstruyan el templo de Dios.
And so worship was restored at the building of the temple.
So la alabanza fue restruido cuando reconstruyeron el templo.
And the wall, though, however, was not rebuilt until several decades after the rebuilding of the temple.
Pero el muro no fue reconstruido después de varias décadas antes de, después que de construyeron el templo.
And I want to suggest to you that there's a wonderful wisdom in that.
Y te quiero sugestionar que hay sabiduría en eso.
When you first come to God,
cuando primero vienes a Dios,
we want you to get the internals down.
Queremos que arregles lo interno primero.
We want you to have a relational experience with God.
Queremos que tengas una relación con Dios.
We want you to be filled with His Spirit.
Queremos que estés lleno con su
Espíritu. We want you to be baptized in His name.
Queremos que estés bautizado en su nombre.
We want you to begin to gain victory after victory over your sin and your addictions.
Queremos que tengas victoria tras victoria sobre tus pecados.
We want you to experience healing in your mind and in your heart.
Queremos que tu mente y tu corazón sean sanados.
We want you to learn how to pray.
Queremos que aprendas a orar.
How to fellowship with God.
Cómo convivir con Dios.
And in all of those rudimentary things.
Y todas cosas importantes y fundamentales.
Now that's the restoration of worship.
Eso es la restauración de alabanza.
You were made to worship God.
Tú fuiste hecho para alabar a Dios.
You were designed to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Fuiste diseñado para ser lleno del Espíritu.
God made you in His image.
Dios te hizo en su imagen.
And God has a purpose for your life.
Y Dios tiene un propósito para tu vida.
And when you first come to God,
y cuando primero vienes a Dios,
you are like that Old Testament temple that had been destroyed.
Tú eres como el templo antiguo que fue destruido.
You have a purpose.
Tú tienes un propósito.
God has an intention for you.
Dios tiene intenciones contigo.
But up to that point, you're not fulfilling the purpose of God.
Pero hasta ese punto no estás cumpliendo la voluntad de Dios.
But it's the function and job of the church.
Pero es la función y el trabajo de la iglesia.
As Ezra and the Jews rebuilt the temple,
como Ezra y los judíos reconstruyen el templo,
it's the job of the church to rebuild you in the image of God.
Es el trabajo de la iglesia que te reconstruyan a la imagen de Dios.
The world won't do it.
El mundo no lo va a hacer.
The bar can't do it.
La cantina no lo puede
the
hacer.
The university won't do it.
La universidad no lo puede hacer.
The only place you can be built up
el
and restored
lugar donde puede ser reconstruido
and is in the house of God.
Es en la casa de Dios.
And so that's why you're here.
Es por eso que estás aquí.
And that's why you need to be here.
Es por eso que tienes estar aquí.
And that's why we're glad that you're here.
Y es por eso estamos agradecidos que
and
estés
that's
aquí.
Why God wants you here.
Y es por eso Dios te quiere aquí.
You're like the wounded man in the story of the Good Samaritan.
Como eres como el hombre herido en la historia del samaritano.
And Jesus is the Good Samaritan.
Y Jesús es el buen samaritano.
And the Samaritan was a half-breed.
Y el samaritano era un medio judío.
Half Jew and half whatever was living in Samaria.
Medio judío y medio gentil.
And the greatest half breed that ever walked on the earth was Jesus Christ.
Y el mejor medio gentil que caminó sobre la tierra era
Jesús. He was Jewish on his mama's side.
Jesús era judío en lado de su madre.
But he was God Almighty in spirit.
Pero era Dios eterno en el espíritu.
And the Good Samaritan tends to the wounded man.
Y el buen samaritano ayuda al hombre herido.
And he pours in oil and wine.
Y le da aceite y vino.
And he binds up his wounds.
Y alivia sus heridas.
The priest had passed him by.
El sacerdote lo había pasado.
The Levite had passed him by.
El levita lo había pasado.
Organized religion can't do for you what you need today.
La religión organizada no puede hacer lo que tú necesitas.
You've got to have a visitation of the Lord.
Tú necesitas que Dios te visite.
You've got to have a meeting with the Good Samaritan.
Tú tienes que conocer al buen samaritano.
And then he picked him up and put him on his own beast of burden.
Y luego lo levantó y lo puso sobre su burro.
Which indicates that God will bring you somewhere after he meets you.
Que significa que Dios te va a llevar a un lado después que te encuentra.
And in the story of the Good Samaritan, it is an inn.
Y en la historia del samaritano es un hotel.
He brings you to an inn, and in the story, the inn is representative of the church.
Él te lleva a una casa, y en esa historia la casa es representante de la iglesia.
The church is where God brings wounded people.
La iglesia es donde Dios lleva a la gente herida.
He was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Estaba viajando de Jerusalén a Jericó.
From the city of God to a cursed city.
De la ciudad de Dios a una ciudad de hechizos.
That's where he got mugged.
Allí fue donde lo robaron.
And so he's a backslider.
So es alguien alejado del camino.
But God picks him up and brings him to the church.
Pero Dios lo levanta y lo lleva a la iglesia.
And he gives the innkeeper money.
Y le da al que está en el hotel dinero.
He said, I want you to take care of this wounded man.
Le dice, yo quiero que cuides a este hombre herido.
And that's the church.
Y esa es la iglesia.
That's us, New Life.
Eso somos nosotros, Nueva Vida.
God's going to bring us people.
Dios nos va a traer personas.
And he's given us everything we need to take care of them.
Y nos ha dado todo lo que necesitamos para cuidarlos.
We have a mandate.
Tenemos un mandato.
Our mandate is to take good care of those that Jesus brings to the house.
Nuestro mandato es cuidar a los que trajeron Dios a la iglesia.
And he said, if you spend more on them than I left,
y dice, si tú gastas más de lo que yo te dejé,
I'll make it good when I come back.
Yo lo haré bueno cuando regrese.
So we're not worried how much we spend on those that God brings into
no
the house.
Estamos preocupados lo que gastamos por lo que Dios trae a la casa.
We're not worried about the trouble or the time or the expense.
No estamos en problemas con las expensas o todo lo que viene con eso.
Because God has brought them to us.
Porque Dios nos los ha traído a nosotros.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
And so as God brings you into the house of God,
y así como Dios te trae a la casa de Dios,
we're going to take care of your immediate needs.
Vamos a suplir tus necesidades inmediatas.
We're going to help you get oriented to the Word of God.
Te vamos a ayudar a que tengas orientación
and
a la palabra
to the
de Dios.
Spirit of God.
Y al Espíritu de Dios.
We're going to model worship and prayer for you.
Vamos a modelar alabanza y oración.
We're going to teach you how to walk up and down in the presence of God.
Te vamos a enseñar a caminar arriba y abajo en la presencia de Dios.
We're going to demonstrate to you what an apostolic family should look like.
Te vamos a demostrar cómo se mira una familia apostólica.
We're going to demonstrate to you what an apostolic marriage should look like.
Vamos a demostrar cómo se mira un matrimonio apostólico.
That's the function of the church.
Esa es la función de la iglesia.
And then at some point after we've rebuilt you as the temple.
Y luego en algún tiempo cuando ya te reconstruimos como el templo.
Then we're going to build a wall.
Luego vamos a hacer un muro.
Then we're going to begin to teach you how to build a wall in your life.
Luego te vamos a enseñar cómo construir un muro en tu vida.
And a wall is preservative.
Y un muro preserva.
And a wall is a defense.
Y un muro es una defensa.
And a wall is something to create a barrier between you and what wants to destroy you.
Y un muro es una barrera que pone la distancia entre tú y lo que te quiere destruir.
But the wall in the city of Jerusalem.
Pero el muro en la ciudad de Jerusalén
had many gates around it.
Tenía muchas puertas rodeados.
And when they rebuild the wall, they rebuild the gates.
Y cuando reconstruyeron el muro, también reconstruyeron las puertas.
And a gate is a control device.
Y el portón controla.
It controls what can come in.
El portón controla lo que puede entrar para dentro.
Before you came to God, your life was wide open.
Antes que viniste a Dios, tu vida estaba abierta.
And anything could come in your life.
Cualquier cosa podía venir a tu vida.
You would sit and watch nonsense on the internet.
Tú te sentabas y mirabas cosas en la internet.
And you would just let anything come into your life.
Y dejabas cualquier cosa entrar a tu vida.
You would sit down and watch a movie and just let Hollywood parade anything into your home.
Te sentabas y mirabas una película y dejabas que te dieran lo que.
You would kick back and watch television on your lazy boy.
Mirabas la tele en tu sofá.
And Hollywood would just bring anything they wanted into your life.
Y Hollywood traía lo que ellos querían en tu vida.
And you really didn't have a control device.
Y no tenías un control sobre
But we're
eso.
Going to teach you how to build a wall pero, around your experience in God.
Pero te vamos a enseñar cómo construir un muro en tu experiencia.
Because if you don't have a wall, you won't last very long.
Porque si no tienes un muro, no vas a durar mucho.
But we're also going to build some gates.
Pero también vamos a construir unos portones.
We're going to teach you how to allow some things in.
Te vamos a enseñar cómo permitir unas cosas que entren.
Because ultimately you're a creature with free moral agency and will.
Porque tienes, eres una criatura con libre albedrío.
And a preacher can't live your life for you.
Y un predicador no puede vivir tu vida por ti.
And a church elder can't live your life for you.
Y un anciano en la iglesia no puede vivir por ti.
But you're going to have to someday make decisions about what can come in and what cannot come into
Pero
your life.
Pero tú vas a tener que hacer la decisión de lo que entra y lo que no entra.
That's kind of what this story about Nehemiah is about.
Eso es lo que se trata esta historia de Nehemiah.
Ezra presides over the rebuilding of the temple.
Ezra habla de cuando se reconstruye el templo.
Nehemiah presides over the rebuilding of the wall.
Nehemiah se trata de reconstrucción del muro.
Okay. So as we deal with this,
y mientras tratamos con esto,
we're going to use Ezra and Nehemiah as a backdrop for our current experience in the kingdom of God.
Mientras caminamos por esto, vamos a usar a Ezra y Nehemiah como un talón para lo que estamos hablando de la experiencia en Dios.
And Ezra's response to his adversaries.
Y la respuesta de Ezra contra sus adversarios.
When they ask him who he was and what they were doing.
Cuando le preguntan quién es y qué es lo que estaba haciendo.
They simply said, "We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth."
Simplemente dicen, "Somos los siervos del Dios y del cielo."
And we build up the house that was builded long ago.
Y construimos la casa que fue construida hace mucho tiempo.
And that is a fit mantra. That is a perfect description of what this iteration of the church should be.
Y es una descripción perfecta de lo que tenemos que hacer en esta iglesia en este tiempo.
We are first servants of the Most High God of heaven and earth.
Somos primero los siervos del Dios alto.
And we are about the business of building up the house that was builded 2,000 years ago.
Y nuestro negocio es construir la casa que fue construida hace 2,000 años.
What church do we want to build?
¿Qué iglesia queremos edificar?
It's not going to be a Catholic church that came into existence 400 years after Jesus.
No va a ser una iglesia católica que vino 400 años después.
It's not going to be a Protestant church that came into existence 12 to 1500 years after Jesus and the apostles.
No va a ser una iglesia protestante que vino después de más de 1200 años.
We're not going to turn back to the writings of the Reformation fathers.
No vamos a ir a las escrituras de los padres de la reformación.
We're not going to turn back to the writings of the Catholic fathers.
No vamos a ir a las escrituras de los padres católicos.
We're going to turn back further than that by centuries.
Vamos a ir para atrás por siglos.
We're going to open the book of Acts.
Vamos a abrir el libro de los
Hechos. Where the church first began.
Donde la iglesia primero empezó.
Where the Spirit was poured out.
Donde el Espíritu se derramó.
Where the gospel was first preached.
Donde el evangelio primero fue
predicado. Where the apostles began to establish the church.
Donde los apóstoles establecieron la iglesia.
Where Peter began to use the keys.
Donde Pedro empezó a usar las llaves.
That Jesus had given him.
Que Jesús le había dado.
If we're going to build the church,
si vamos a edificar la iglesia,
we've got to build it like they did.
Tenemos que construirla como ellos la hicieron.
And so that's our purpose and that's our aim, but we're going to talk about it against the backdrop of Ezra and Nehemiah.
So ese es nuestro propósito, nuestro objetivo, pero lo vamos a hablar en el talón de Nehemiah y Ezra.
So this present iteration of the church,
so esta existencia de la iglesia ahorita presente,
has to be that church,
tiene que ser esa iglesia,
that was built long ago,
que fue construida hace mucho tiempo,
his church,
su iglesia,
that was built upon the rock,
que fue construido sobre la roca.
At his church,
su iglesia,
that was in its first generation,
que en su primer generación,
built by the apostles,
fue construido por los apóstoles.
And so that's the construct that we have in mind.
Eso es el patrón que tenemos en mente.
And the word of God declares they continued steadfastly.
Y la palabra de Dios declara continuaron rápidamente.
In the apostles' doctrine.
En la doctrina de los apóstoles.
If you want to live for God, you need to learn what is the apostles' doctrine.
Si quieres servir a Dios, tienes que aprender la doctrina de los apóstoles.
What did the apostles teach?
¿Qué enseñaron los apóstoles?
Not Aquinas.
No Aquinas.
Not Augustine.
No Agustín.
Not Martin Luther.
No Martin Luther.
Not Calvin or Zwingli.
No Calvin or Zwingli.
Not some modern Johnny come lately theologian.
No alguien moderno, Johnny que vino tarde.
We're so far removed from Jerusalem in AD 33 that you really need to go back to the original documents.
Estamos tan alejados de Jerusalén y 33 AD que tenemos que ir a los documentos originales.
And that's what we're interested in tonight.
Y eso es lo que nos interesa esta noche.
Now, Sanballat, who is mentioned in our text,
Sanballat, que fue escuchado en nuestro texto,
is the adversary in the day of Nehemiah.
Es el adversario de Nehemiah.
But he is typological of adversaries in any generation.
Pero él es tipológico en adversarios en cualquier generación.
He is a Moabite.
Él es un Moabita.
His sidekick is Tobiah.
Su alguien que está a un lado de él es Tobía.
He is an Ammonite.
Él es una Ammonita.
And the Ammonites and the Moabites were produced by Lot's incestuous relationship with his own daughters.
Y los Ammonitas y los Moabitas fueron creados por las relaciones de Lot que tuvo con sus hijas.
They are representative of what happens when Abraham decides not to fully obey God.
Eso representa lo que pasa cuando Abraham no decidió obedecer al cielo a Dios.
The decisions you make against the will of God.
Las decisiones que haces en contra de la voluntad de Dios.
And the mistakes you make along the way.
Y los errores que cometes en el camino.
Will raise up enemies that will war against the promise of God in your life and in the lives of your children.
Van a levantar problemas que pelean contra la voluntad de Dios en tu vida y tus hijos.
That's what the Moabites and the Ammonites are.
Esos son que son los Moabitas y los Amonitas.
And that's what Sanballat and Tobiah are.
Y eso es lo que Sanballat y Tobiah son.
So they're rising up. There's a call of God, there's a mandate.
So están levantando, hay un llamamiento de Dios.
But there will always be an adversary.
Pero siempre va a haber un adversario.
So when you are working in the kingdom's business.
So cuando estás trabajando en el trabajo del reino.
And you know you've heard from God.
Y sabes que has escuchado de Dios.
But you run into an adversarial pressure.
Pero te enfrentas con la presión de un adversario.
Well, welcome to the club.
Bueno, bienvenido al club.
It's always going to be that way.
Siempre va a ser así.
We're bringing the kingdom of God into an adversarial climate in the earth.
Estamos trayendo el reino de Dios en un clima que es adversario.
There will always be an adversary.
Siempre va a haber un adversario.
It will test you. It will make you stronger.
Te va a probar y te va a hacer más fuerte.
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Bendito es el hombre que no permite la tentación.
For when he is tried,
porque cuando él es tratado,
he shall receive a crown of life.
Va a recibir una corona de vida.
Don't be whining about, oh, I'm trying to do something good for God and now I'm having trouble.
No te estés quejando, dice, yo estoy queriendo hacer algo bien para Dios y tengo problemas.
You're a big crybaby.
Yo eres un chillón.
And you're unrealistic. And you're poorly informed.
Y no tienes la información
because
completa.
When you say yes to God,
porque cuando le dices sí a Dios,
you say yes to the fight.
Tú le dices sí a la pelea.
When you say yes to God,
cuando le dices sí a Dios,
you say no to the world.
Le dices no al mundo.
When you say yes to God,
cuando le dices sí a Dios,
you say I'm breaking away from what captivated me before.
Dices, me estoy alejando de lo que me captivaba antes.
And you better be ready to fight.
Y tienes que estar listo para pelear.
Or you won't last.
O no vas a durar mucho.
Okay, so when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and all of their colleagues heard about the building of the wall.
So cuando Sanballat y Tobiah y todos los de Arabia escucharon que estaban reconstruyendo el muro.
And the breaches in the wall were being repaired.
Y las roturas en el muro estaban siendo reconstruidas.
They were people of authority in that broken down city.
Ellos eran personas con autoridad en esa ciudad derrotada.
They had a controlling influence in what had been destroyed there of the nation of Israel and Judah and the temple complex and the city of Jerusalem.
Ellos tenían control sobre todo eso y influencia todo sobre Judea y el templo y lo que fue destruido en ese lugar.
So if you would, they are presiding over a fallen world.
So si tú quieres están estando gobernando sobre un mundo caído.
Which is exactly what Satan does. He presides over a fallen world.
Y es exactamente lo que hace Satanás. Él gobierna sobre un mundo quebrado.
And he is the adversary in Pilgrim's progress.
Y Satanás es el adversario en el progreso, en el problema del que hace el viaje.
And he says, I'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven.
Y dice, yo prefiero gobernar en el infierno que estar en el cielo.
And so that's the adversary in every chapter of the Word of God.
Ese es el adversario en cada capítulo de la palabra de Dios.
And that's the adversary that you're going to face today as you serve God.
Ese es el adversario que vas a pelear si tú sirves a Dios.
So they all conspired and came together.
So todos se reunieron y vinieron juntos.
To fight against the rebuilding of the walls.
Para pelear contra la reconstrucción de los muros.
But the man Nehemiah.
Pero el hombre Nehemiah,
he said, nevertheless.
Dijo no, aún no.
He said, we made prayer unto our God.
Hicimos oración a nuestro Dios.
And set a watch against them day and night.
Y pusimos guardias día y de noche.
Praise God. The exilic prophets.
Los profetas exílicos.
They had a running conversation with God.
Tenían una conversación con Dios.
As you're reading in Ezra, Nehemiah, and Daniel, and Ezekiel.
Mientras estás leyendo en Ezra, Nehemiah, y en Ezequiel.
They are building or rebuilding a relationship with God.
Están construyendo o reconstruyendo una relación con Dios.
And in regard to all of these books.
Y en toco de estos, todos estos libros,
prayer is the relational dynamic in all of these relationships.
La oración es la relación que tienen en todos estos libros.
Daniel prayed three times a day.
Daniel oraba tres veces al día.
And when his adversaries couldn't find fault with him,
y cuando sus adversarios no podían encontrar algo malo en él,
they had the king pass a decree that nobody could pray to anything other than the God of the king of Babylon.
Hicieron que el rey pasara un decreto que no pueden orar a nadie más que a él.
But when Daniel heard that decree,
pero cuando Dios, Daniel escuchó ese decreto,
as was his custom,
así como era su costumbre,
he swung wide his windows,
abrió sus ventanas.
He didn't pray in secret,
él no oró en secreto.
He continued in his custom,
él continuamente siguió en su costumbre,
and prayed a robust, powerful prayer unto God.
Y oró una oración robusta.
And it got him thrown into a lion's den.
Y lo aventaron en el pozo con los leones.
But God stood with him there.
Pero Dios se paró con él ahí.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Alguien diga gloria a Dios.
The book of Ezekiel is a lot like John's revelation in the book of Revelation.
El libro de Ezequiel es mucho parecido a Apocalipsis.
Ezekiel begins with, I sat where they sat, the captives by the river Chebar.
Ezequiel habla que yo me senté donde estaban ellos sentados en el río Chebar.
And those other captives, they were lamenting, and there's a psalm dedicated to them.
Y los otros cautivos estaban lamentando.
They said, we've hanged our harps on the willows.
Dicen, colgaron sus arpas en los sauces y orones.
How can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land?
¿Y cómo podremos cantar las canciones de Sion en una tierra extraña?
And so they had stopped their worship and their prayer and their praise.
Y ellos pararon de adorar y su alabanza y su oración.
But Ezekiel said, I sat right where they sat.
Pero Ezequiel dijo, yo me senté donde estaban ellos sentados.
And I had visions of God.
Y yo miré visiones de Dios.
And the whole book of Ezekiel,
y el todo libro de Ezequiel,
is one extraordinary vision after another.
Es una visión extraordinaria tras otra.
It is God literally transporting Ezekiel.
Es Dios literalmente transportando
a
Ezequiel.
He is always in this relational dynamic of prayer and conversation with God.
Siempre está en esta dinámica de oración con Dios.
So what I want to suggest to you is that the pattern of these exilic prophets,
lo que te quiero sugestionar que el patrón de estos exílicos profetas,
for the building up of the house of God and the city of God,
que para la reconstrucción del muro y el templo de Dios,
is very instructional to us.
Es muy, nos da muchas instrucciones a nosotros.
They have a constant conversation with God.
Tienen una conversación constante con Dios.
I want to suggest to you tonight in the very beginning,
te quiero sugestionar esta noche,
that if we're going to build that house that was built long ago,
si vamos a construir esa casa que fue construida hace mucho tiempo,
that we are going to be a people of prayer.
Que tenemos que ser un pueblo de oración.
Because prayer is the fundamental dynamic.
Porque oración es el fundamental, la dinámica fundamental.
It is the rudimentary portal that we open to do business with God.
Es lo más importante que abre la puerta para hacer negocios con Dios.
Prayer is where the angels ascend and descend.
Oración es donde ascienden y descienden los ángeles.
Prayer is where we access the throne of God.
Oración es cuando tenemos acceso al
prayer is where we open the portal to all that is possible.
Oración es donde abrimos el puerto de todo lo que es posible.
Prayer is where we get immediate direction from God.
Oración es donde agarramos dirección inmediata por Dios.
And we're going to see that in the story of Nehemiah.
Y vamos a ver esto en la historia de Nehemiah.
So we go back to Nehemiah chapter 1.
So vamos a ir a Nehemiah capítulo 1.
And here's the beginning of the beginning of the book.
Y este es el principio del libro.
He was in the 20th year. He was in the palace at Shushan.
En el año 20 estaba en el palacio de Shushan.
And one of the brethren that had traveled back to Jerusalem came back to Persia.
Y uno de los hermanos que fue a Jerusalén vino para atrás a Persia.
What had been Babylon.
Lo que era antes Babilonia.
And brought a report to Nehemiah about the terrible conditions in Jerusalem.
Y trajo un reporte a Nehemiah de la condición terrible de Jerusalén.
The walls are down.
Los muros están derrotados.
The houses are exposed.
Las casas están expuestas.
Anybody who wants comes in and wreaks havoc with these Jews that are left in that area.
Cualquier persona que quiere entra y destruye lo que quiere en esa ciudad.
He said to Nehemiah, there is a remnant there.
Le dijo a Nehemiah, hay un remanente ahí.
They are in great affliction and reproach.
Están en gran aflicción y reprocho.
And the wall of Jerusalem is broken down.
Y el muro de Jerusalén está destruido.
And the gates are burned with fire.
Y los portones han sido quemados con fuego.
And he said, when I heard these words,
y dijo, cuando escuché estas palabras,
I just sat down and wept.
Nomás me senté y me puse a llorar.
And I mourned for days.
Y lamenté por varios días.
And I fasted.
Y ayuné.
And I prayed before the God of heaven.
Y oré ante el Dios de los cielos.
And I said, Lord God of heaven,
y dije, Dios de los cielos,
you awesome God,
tú Dios asombroso,
you keep covenant and mercy,
tú haces pacto y misericordia,
to those who love you and keep your commandments,
a aquellos que te aman y guardan tus mandamientos,
let your ear be attentive,
que tu oído me escuche,
let your eyes be open,
que tus ojos sean abiertos,
hear the prayer of your servant,
escucha la oración de tu siervo,
that I pray before you day and night,
que ore ante ti día y noche,
for the children of Israel.
Por el pueblo de Israel.
Because we have sinned.
Porque hemos pecado.
I and my father's house have sinned.
Yo y la casa de mis padres hemos
pecado. If you're going to do business with God in prayer,
si vas a hacer negocio con Dios en oración,
you have to come in with a burden.
Tienes que venir con una carga.
And you need to come in with humility.
Y tienes que venir con humildad.
And you need to confess your sins before God.
Y tienes que confesar tus pecados ante
and
él.
Take responsibility.
Y tomar responsabilidad.
You don't need to begin to ask God, why are things so bad.
No tienes que preguntarle por qué las cosas son malas.
You just need to simply say, God, I'm a sinner before you.
Simplemente dice, soy un pecador ante ti.
But I need you to do business with us.
Pero yo necesito que hagas negocio
con
nosotros.
And I need you to move on our behalf.
Y yo necesito que te muevas en esta situación.
And so we're getting some instruction in prayer here from Nehemiah.
So recibimos instrucción en oración por Nehemiah.
He said, God, we've dealt corruptly with you.
Dice Dios, hemos trabajado corruptamente contigo.
We haven't kept your commandments.
No hemos guardado tus mandamientos.
But I remember what you told Moses.
Pero yo sé lo que le dijiste a Moisés.
And he's going back to the word of God.
Y se va para atrás a la palabra de
and
Dios.
He's reminding God about his word.
Y se está acordando a Dios de su palabra.
He said, you told Moses that if we didn't obey that you were going to scatter us among the nations.
Y dijo, tú le dijiste a Moisés, si no obedecíamos nos ibas a esparcer.
But you also said,
pero también dijiste,
if we would come repenting,
si nosotros venimos y
and
nos arrepentimos,
we would come and confess our sins,
y confesamos
that you would restore us.
Que tú nos ibas a restaurar.
And God, I'm calling on you now.
Y Dios, te estoy clamando a ti.
We need you to grant mercy.
Necesito que nos des misericordia.
And he said, I'm about to go and talk to the king.
Y él dijo, yo voy a hablar con el rey.
And I need you to touch his heart.
Y yo necesito que toques a su corazón.
He said, for I was the king's cupbearer.
Porque dice, yo soy el que guardaba el vaso del rey.
And so Nehemiah goes in before Artaxerxes.
So Nehemiah entra antes de Artaxerxes.
And Artaxerxes had been king for about 20 years.
Y Artaxerxes era el rey por 20 años.
And he brought wine to the king.
Y él le trajo vino al rey.
He was the cupbearer.
Él el que guardaba el vaso.
He was the wine taster.
Era el que probaba el vino.
He was the firewall between the king and whoever would try to poison him.
Era el que protegía al rey para que no lo envenenaran.
He said, "Now I'd never been in that palace and been sad before."
Dice, yo nunca he estado en ese palacio y he estado triste.
But the king said, "Why are you sad?"
Pero el rey le dice, ¿por qué estás triste?
You're not sick.
No estás enfermo.
This is sorrow of heart.
Esto es entristecimiento del corazón.
And Nehemiah said, "I was afraid."
Nehemiah dice, yo tengo miedo.
Because those kings could cut your head off just like that.
Porque esos reyes te cortan la cabeza así.
And he said, "O king, live forever."
Dice, oh rey, vive para siempre.
"But why shouldn't I be sad?
Pero ¿por qué no debo estar yo triste?
The city and the place of my father's sepulchers lie waste.
La ciudad y la tumba de mis padres están en ruina.
And the gates are consumed with fire.
Y los portones están consumidos por fuego.
And then the king said, "What is your request?"
Y luego el rey dice, ¿qué es lo que me pides?
And Nehemiah said, and right then I prayed.
Y Nehemiah dijo, allí yo oré.
Because God brought him into a critical moment.
Porque Dios lo trajo un momento crítico.
With a powerful, influential man.
Con un hombre poderoso y con mucha influencia.
And so now that man said, "What do you want?"
Ahora ese hombre dijo, ¿qué quieres?
So Nehemiah wants to frame this the way God wants him to frame it.
So Nehemiah quiere hacer el patrón como Dios lo quiere que lo haga.
But when you're walking with a continual conversation between you and God,
pero cuando estás caminando con una continua relación con Dios,
it's not a hitch in your step.
No es algo que te para tu paso.
Sorry about that. It's not a thing that would make you hesitate.
No es algo que te hace que te preguntes.
But rather you quickly. Now, pero, God, here we are. We're in this. Now I need you to talk.
Pero es algo rápidamente que le dices, Dios, aquí estoy. Necesito que hables.
I need you to direct my path and order my step.
Necesito que dirijas mis pasos y ordenes mis caminos.
And I said, "Well, King, if it please you."
Dice, Dios, si te agrada, rey, si te agrada a ti.
And if I have favor.
Y si tengo favor.
I want you to send me to Judah.
Quiero que me mandes a Judá.
To the city of my fathers.
A la ciudad de mis padres.
I want to build it back up.
Quiero reconstruirlo otra vez.
I want to build this city.
Quiero reconstruir esta ciudad.
Now he's strategically positioned.
Estratégicamente está posicionado.
And I want to tell you, I can't overemphasize how strategic you are as an apostolic.
Ahora te quiero decir, no puedo decirlo mucho que tanto.
You're the repository
estás
of the biblical truth.
Tú eres el que guarda los tesoros de la verdad.
You carry the word of God.
Tú cargas la palabra de Dios.
There are not many in the world like you.
No hay muchos en el mundo como tú.
And when God moves you into a certain place,
y cuando Dios te mueve a un cierto lugar,
you can rest assured that he has a plan in mind.
Puedes estar seguro que tiene un plan en mente.
This pagan king is about to bankroll another expedition.
Este rey pagano va a pagar alguna expedición.
And the king said unto me,
y el rey me dijo a mí,
"How long will your journey be?
¿Cuánto tiempo va a ser tu viaje?
When will you come back?
¿Cuándo regresarás?"
And he sent him.
Y lo mandó.
And so Nehemiah said, "I need letters."
Y dijo, Nehemiah, necesito cartas.
"I need letters for all the governors that I'm going to encounter on the way over."
Para todos los gobernadores que voy a encontrar en el camino.
And that are in authority in that area.
Y que tienen autoridad en esa área.
"I need your letter in my hand to tell them I have authority."
Necesito tu carta en mi mano para decir que tengo autoridad.
"And I need a letter."
Y necesito una carta.
"To the man who keeps all of the forests for the king."
Al hombre que guarda toda la leña para el rey.
"Because I'm going to need timbers to build these walls."
Porque
and the gates.
Voy a ocupar mucha leña para construir esos muros.
And the king gives him all of that.
Y el rey le da todo eso.
I just want you to understand tonight.
Yo nomás quiero que entiendan esta noche.
That whatever God has called you to do.
Que lo que Dios te ha llamado que hagas.
It is within the context of building up the kingdom in this generation.
Está en el contexto de reconstruir el reino en esta generación.
And you may feel like you don't have what it takes.
Y tal vez te sientas que no tienes lo necesario.
But I want you to know the king has what it takes.
Pero yo quiero que sepas el rey tiene lo que
you
necesita.
You may feel like you don't have enough.
Tú tal vez sientas que no tienes lo
he
suficiente.
He has enough.
Pero él tiene lo suficiente.
You may feel like you're not enough.
Tú se sientes tal vez que no eres
but
suficiente.
But he is enough.
Pero él es suficiente.
You may think about all of the past.
Tú tal vez piensas en el pasado.
But you really need to orient yourself to where you're going today in the kingdom of God.
Pero te tienes que orientar a dónde vas a ir hoy en el reino de Dios.
I'm telling you, God wants to build up a great church.
Dios quiere edificar una grande iglesia.
God wants to have a great revival.
Dios quiere tener un gran avivamiento.
I've got to stop here in just a second. We're not making a dent in this tonight.
Yo tengo que parar aquí en un segundo, no estoy haciendo progreso.
But I want you to know in the little sleepy town of Alexandria, Louisiana.
Pero yo quiero que sepan en un pueblo chiquito de Alexandria.
One of the greatest churches in that region is an apostolic church.
Una de las iglesias más grandes es una iglesia apostólica.
It is bigger than more robust than anything around it.
Es más grande y más robusto que cualquier cosa ahí.
In Elk Grove, California.
Y en Elk Grove, California.
There is a great apostolic church.
Hay una apostólica grande.
In Little Rock, there is a great apostolic church.
En Little Rock hay una iglesia apostólica grande.
Those churches are in, perhaps I could chart them out for you, but they are in multiple pastoral generations.
Esas iglesias están en múltiples de generaciones de pastores.
This church is in its beginning of its second pastoral generation.
Esta iglesia está apenas empezando su
segundo pastor. I'm just telling you, the best is yet to come.
Yo te estoy diciendo lo mejor está por venir.
And God is going to raise up a church
y Dios va
in
a levantar
this city.
Una iglesia en esta ciudad.
You may think that we're doing pretty good right now.
Tú piensas que estamos haciendo bien.
But tell your neighbor.
Pero dile a tu vecino.
Baby, you haven't seen anything yet.
No has visto nada todavía.
Come on, my God, God's going to raise up something here.
Oh, mi Dios va a levantar algo aquí.
He wants to rebuild the temple.
Él quiere reconstruir el templo.
He wants to rebuild the walls.
Él quiere reconstruir los muros.
The kingdom has to come to pass today.
El reino de Dios tiene que venir hoy.
The church that was built in Jerusalem.
La iglesia que fue
2,000 years ago, God wants to build a franchise of that church in this city.
Dios quiere hacer un franchise así en esta ciudad.
And we have not yet begun to fight.
Y no hemos todavía empezado la pelea.
We haven't yet begun to fly.
No hemos todavía empezado a volar.
You haven't begun to see what God wants to do here.
Ni siquiera hemos visto lo que Dios quiere hacer.
My God, somebody ought to shout a little bit about the promise of what God is going to do in this city.
De lo que Dios va a hacer en esta ciudad.
And in this church.
Y en esta iglesia.
We've got a lot of work to do.
Tenemos mucho trabajo que hacer.
But God is able.
Pero Dios tiene el poder.
We've got a lot of resources to acquire.
Tenemos muchos recursos que tenemos que ganar.
But God owns it all.
Pero Dios ya lo tiene todo en su mano.
Praise God. Is there anybody in this house that would like to be a part of something great in the kingdom? That would like to say, here I am, O King. Send me.
Mándame a mí.
I know we haven't been perfect.
Yo sé que no hacemos perfectos.
And I know we've made a lot of mistakes.
Y yo sé que hemos hecho muchos errores.
But here I am calling on you.
Pero aquí estoy clamándote a ti.
Because your word says.
Porque tu palabra dice.
That if we would come humbly.
Que si vinimos humildemente.
And we would repent.
Y nos arrepentemos.
And that we would involve you in everything that we do.
Y te involucramos en todo lo que hacemos.
That you would restore your
que
people.
Tú ibas a restaurar tu pueblo.
God has people all over this city.
Dios tiene gente en toda esta ciudad.
God has drunks on bar stools that are going to be children of God.
Dios tiene borrachos en la cantina que van a ser hijos de Dios.
My God, there's somebody sitting in your office complex.
Hay alguien sentado en tu oficina.
That's going to come live for God.
Que va a venir y servir a Dios.
Brother Terrell told me about a new Bible study. I was just grousing about my envy for your Bible study Sunday, and today you called and tell me about another Bible study you got.
Terrell me habla de un estudio bíblico y me estaba quejando de los dos que hizo la semana pasada y ahora
I
me
got
llame,
Bible study envy.
Tengo como otro estudio.
I'm loving what God's doing.
Yo amo lo que está Dios haciendo.
But let me tell you, something moving in this city.
Pero déjate digo algo, se está moviendo en esta ciudad.
God's given you everything you need
Dios te está dando todo lo que necesitas
to build up the house
para construir la casa
that was built long ago.
Que fue construido hace mucho
God's
tiempo.
God's given you everything you need
Dios te está dando todo lo que necesitas
to lay the timbers in place.
Para poner todo en su lugar.
To restore the worship.
Para restaurar la adoración.
And restore the walls.
Y restaurar los muros.
And build up the gates.
Y edificar los portones.
God has given you everything you need.
Dios está dando todo lo que necesitas.
Y'all gonna sing? Y'all know what you're gonna sing? May you sing immediately, right now. Let's come gather down around the altar.
Vamos a venir al altar.
Let's worship a little bit.
Vamos a adorar un poco.
Let's give God some praise and magnify him.
Vamos a darle Dios alabanza y magnificarlo.
Somebody needs to tell God, here I am, Lord, use me.
Dile Dios, aquí estoy, úsame.
God, I want to be a builder.
Dios, yo quiero ser un constructor.
God, I want to restore.
Yo quiero restaurar.
God, I want to make up the I want to make up the broken places.
Yo quiero reconstruir los
God, I want to be available.
Yo quiero estar disponible, Dios.
Mighty God, I need you to supply every need.
Yo necesito que suples la necesidad.
I need you to anoint every builder.
Necesito que unjes a los constructores.
I need you to move in every household.
Necesito que te muevas en cada hogar.
We need more worshipers. We need more worshipers.
Necesitamos más adoradores.
There are going to be multiple instances in this story
Van a haber más, muchas instancias en esta historia.
Where Nehemiah is resisted.
Donde Nehemiah está resistido.
And just as sure as you're down here shouting and saying, I want it, I want it, I want it.
Y así como estás diciendo, yo lo quiero, yo lo quiero.
There's a devil saying, I'm going to stop you, I'm going to stop you, I'm going to stop you.
Hay un diablo que te está diciendo, yo te voy a parar, te voy a parar.
And we're going to go through these chapters.
Y vamos a ir por estos capítulos.
And we're going to talk about every place where the enemy tries to resist Nehemiah.
Y vamos a hablar de cada lugar donde el diablo resiste a Nehemiah.
But Nehemiah learns something very quickly.
Pero Nehemiah aprende algo rápidamente.
He learns to talk back.
Aprende a hablar para atrás.
I never got to that tonight.
Nunca llega a eso esta
but
noche.
I told you we weren't going to get far.
No íbamos a llegar muy lejos.
But touch your neighbor and tell him you need to learn to talk back.
Pero toca a tu vecino y dile tienes que aprender a hablar para atrás.
When the enemy talks.
Cuando el enemigo habla.
Tell your neighbor that when the enemy talks.
Dile a tu vecino eso cuando tu enemigo habla.
You need to let him hear God talk.
Tú tienes que dejarlo a Dios hablar.
When the enemy pushes.
Tú cuando el enemigo te empuja.
You need to push back.
Tú tienes que empujar para atrás.
When the enemy says you cannot.
Cuando el enemigo dice no puedes.
You need to say yeah, but God can.
Tú dices tienes que decir pero Dios puede.
When the enemy says you're going to die.
Cuando el enemigo dice te vas a morir.
You need to be telling him I'm going to live
dile,
forever.
Dile yo voy para siempre.
I'm not just going to live.
Yo nomás voy a vivir.
I'm going to have life abundantly.
Voy a tener vida abundantemente.
My God, that's where we're going in this story.
A eso donde vamos
but that's where you need to go tonight.
Ahí es donde tienes que ir esta noche.
You need to be someone with the strength and courage
tienes que hacer alguien con fortaleza y valor
to talk back to your enemy.
Para hablarle para atrás a tu enemigo.
This is not a day to let the enemy push you around.
Esto no es un día que el enemigo te empuje.
This is a day for you to stand up in the strength of God.
Este es un día que te pares en la fortaleza
whatever
de Dios.
The devil tells you,
lo que te diga el enemigo,
you tell him what God has said.
Tú dile lo que Dios ha dicho.
You tell him what God is going to do.
Tú dile lo que va a hacer Dios.
You put it, put the devil, I think Brother Dross says, put the devil in his place.
Pon al diablo en su lugar.
So let's clap our hands.
Vamos a aplaudir nuestras manos.
Lift your voice.
Levantar nuestra voz.
Magnify God.
Magnificar a Dios.
We give you praise.
Te adoramos, Señor.
We worship you.
Te alabamos,
no, press,
Señor.
Press into that a little bit.
Empujen eso
press
poquito.
Into that a little bit.
Adoren un poquito
talk
más.
In tongues a little bit.
Hablen en lengua.
Lift up your voice
levanten
now.
Su voz.
Yeah, yeah, mighty God, worthy God.
Digno eres, Dios.
Holy God.
Santo eres.
Praise God. Well, it's absolutely wonderful to be in the house of the Lord with you.
Absolutamente maravilloso estar en la casa.
On a Wednesday night.
Un miércoles en la noche.
Looking forward to what God is doing this weekend.
Buscando con expectación lo que Dios va a hacer este fin de semana.
Think, are you preaching Sunday morning?
¿Vas a
Brother Jermaine
este
Irvin is preaching in the house on Sunday morning.
El hermano Jermaine va a predicar este domingo.
And we have the fall festival on Sunday afternoon.
Y tenemos el festival de otoño en la
so
tarde.
It's going to be a great week of fellowship.
So va a ser un fin de semana de convivio.
Be sure to take some cards or flyers and invite somebody to the house of God.
Llévense unas cartas e inviten a alguien a la casa de Dios.
Tell them we have an outstanding evangelist in the house on Sunday morning.
Díganles que tenemos un evangelista maravilloso en la
and
casa de Dios.
We are expecting the fire of God to fall.
Y estamos esperando que el fuego de Dios va a caer.
That's right. And people will come to see a fire.
Y el pueblo va a venir a ver un fuego.
That's right. God bless you. Love those that are around you there and tell somebody the good things of God.
Dios te bendiga, bendice a tu vecino y dile las cosas de Dios.